Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Darren Kincaid Show at 661-467-2416.
It is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is Rocktober 10. I am Derek. There is Kay.
Oh, yeah. 10.
Yeah.
In the Rocktober.
Rocktober.
That's right. And I'm sure that everyone heard that sound effect above all the music.
Well, there's a lot going on, but, you know, it is Rocktober.
You want to do it again? There you go. Nice.
10.
10. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good. How you doing? What were you doing at 10:10 this morning? How about that?
I was probably on the internet at 10:10 this morning.
The interweb?
The interweb. Doing a little show prep for today's 10:10 show.
Really exciting.
In Rocktober. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I wasn't doing anything special. I got up early this morning because I went to bed early last night.
I went to bed early, too, if you consider that like 2 in the morning.
Oh.
That's in the morning. That's early.
Well, it is early. It's early today. Yeah, not last night. Why'd you go to bed too so late last night?
Oh, there's lots of concert dancing.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And going out afterwards.
Oh, going out. Where'd you go?
Cambridge Common.
Oh, I like Cambridge Common.
That place rocks. You got the sweet potato fries.
Oh, good. Do you get
and
a blue cheese dressing?
We didn't have that.
You got to try that. Have you tried that?
I have had them with that, and it's good. Yeah.
So good.
You know, they do make, I have to say, the best pair of sidecar.
Oh,
that's
really?
Probably the best sidecar. Hands down in Cambridge.
I have never had the pirate flag car there.
It's delicious. And it comes in a little thing. It's a little glass. The small one.
What do you mean?
You can just keep those coming.
Oh, that's right. You know what? Martinis and drinks like that used to be smaller back in the day, so you could just have more. They should do that now.
Well, yeah, it makes you feel like you're a champ having more than
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you're like, hey, five. Well, really, you just had two.
Yeah, I'm a heavy hauler anyways.
Yeah.
I can keep them going. But,
well,
yeah.
Not me. I need to have a little baby martini that they have at, like, you know, my house. Little tiny glasses.
K-size.
Oh, anyway, today is 10-10-10, Columbus Day weekend, so everybody's probably chilling and, like, going to be relaxing tomorrow.
And hopefully listen to the show.
Well, I would be excited if we had more than 2 listeners this week.
That would be fantastic.
Fantastic. Where's that sound clip at?
Oh, we got lots of different versions of that.
Oh, we do?
Well, there's...
Oh, you've been messing around a little.
Well, there's...
That is fantastic. Fantastic.
There's your collection.
Fantastic. Oh, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It's just fantastic. Just fantastic. So fantastic. Kate, fantastic. Fantastic.
That
I think it's just fantastic.
No,
oh, it's fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Have to add, those are all from the first
fantastic.
Show.
Oh, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
The very first debut, Derek and Kay show.
Really good one to end.
Oh,
wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
20 fantastic.
20 of them.
I don't know what was happening there.
I love the beginning. Mine are only 4 for that show, but I love the beginning. This is a sound clip. What you got?
Professional.
You can just use that. I like that. That's pretty good.
Professional.
That is fantastic. Pure gold. We got to do that.
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Lots of fantastic.
Well, lots of fantastic. So what you got starting out this week?
Well, you know what?
Derek.
I'd like to mention some sad news this morning.
Oh.
We lost Salmon Burke this morning. The great Salmon Burke, who is known to be the king of rock and soul, died this morning at Amsterdam Airport.
At the airport?
At the airport. I guess he was on his way to a show there.
What happened?
Sadly. I don't know. They said he died of natural causes.
Oh.
And that was it. He was 70. And so that's kind of sad.
This is more Salmon Burke.
Great Salmon Burke. There's a little bit of Salmon Burke here. For those of you that don't know him, he did some great hits for the Blues Brothers. Everybody Needs Somebody to Love. That was his tune. And I never saw Dirty Dancing, but I guess his song Cry to Me. I don't know if you heard of that.
I never saw Dirty Dancing either.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Shocker, you never saw it.
We'll have to play that game. Movies Derek has seen. Call in with name a movie that Derek. That'd be a game sometime.
As a matter of fact, anytime during the show, if you know of a movie Derek has seen, call in.
That'd be great.
That would be great. We'll give you, well, you know what? We won't give you a prize. We don't have anything, but we'll make you feel great about yourself.
That's what we do. That's 661-467-2416.
That's right. And we're always taking calls here as long as I say the phone lines are open. I'm going to declare them now open.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
We're taking phone calls. Well, that is really sad news about your Salmon Burke.
We'll be missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got some good news, though.
Good news. We like good news, too.
I got lots of good news. And cue the orchestra now.
What?
Guess what happened 2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row. That's right. My boys, the Washington Redskins, won the game.
They won
two games in a row.
Wow.
After losing to the Rams,
they won
two games in a row. Packers, they beat Brett Favre.
They beat the Packers?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of a big deal?
Yes, Brett Favre. Finished.
So if they, let me just get this straight. If they've won two games in a row, does that mean the rest of their season's done? Or do they spend?
Four, isn't it? That might be it. That's a little bit, you know, I can take that. I'm a Redskins fan. I'm used to that. I can take that. But, you know, that reminds me about some news about Brett Favre, actually. That's not even in my news workup here. Brett Favre was apparently sexting some chick in 2008, some sideline reporter.
Yeah.
And he sent her.
Wrong.
No, he sent her a picture of his junk.
Oh.
Brett Favre.
Yee.
Yeah.
So
wait.
That's not going around?
Wait a minute. Brett Favre didn't play for the Packers anymore, does he? Green Bay?
I you know what? You can only talk so much football with me. I don't remember.
You could probably play that game show, you got the question wrong sound. The doo doo doo. Wow.
The Price is Right.
Yeah. There you go. That's the appropriate sound. Sorry. I just got so excited about the Redskins winning.
What?
He didn't even play for the Packers anymore.
I don't know.
No. But anyway.
I'm not up on the players. I can talk football, but I'm not up on the players.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But what does matter is he sent a chick a picture of his junk.
Brett did?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's probably going around the internet if he did that, right?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd like to see that or not. I don't know.
I'm not that interested.
I don't think I'd be all that interested if a guy sent me a picture of his junk. That's not really something I want to get.
I don't understand. I don't understand the what of that. I don't understand the purpose of that. Why do you...
I don't understand either.
Coming from both sides, hey, check this out. I mean, I don't get what that's all about.
I don't get it either. I mean, maybe it's something that he would like to receive if he was on the other side, imagining the other side happening.
You're saying he's gay?
No, I'm saying if a chick sends him a picture of her, her boob or something like that, maybe that would get him all excised. But
I don't think it works the other way.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of guys
it's
understand
weird.
It. It is weird.
Yeah, and guys do it. They keep doing it.
Yeah, they keep doing it. What's the story with that? Can you offer any?
It seems really like dim-witted to me.
It does.
Hey,
picture of my junk. Don't you want me now? I don't know what I'd do if I got a picture of someone's junk in my text mailbox. I'd be confused.
I'd be confused either. I would forward it to some friends and say this might have been sent to me accidentally. Maybe it's supposed to go to you.
Post it on Facebook.
I don't post it on Facebook.
Tag somebody in a text. Tag all your friends on it.
Tag, oh boy. Tag different parts of it.
That's right, yeah. This one's Sally. This little part is Jim. You got problems over there?
Yeah, well, assistant producer.
Keep looking down at your.
Assistant producer Leo is really looking demanding over here.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, he can wait. It's 6:10 already.
I think we got a whole show.
6:10
on the 10:10
show. Oh, it's 10:10 in Rocktober.
Rocktober!
Yeah! Oh, goodness. Anyway, you got some weird news
good
over there?
Time. Do I have some weird news?
Bring it.
We got a woman in Cincinnati who flagged down a police officer to ask if she had any warrants.
What?
Turns out she did.
Uh-oh.
Turned around, ran away. 44-year-old was finally tackled. The police officer, I guess, injured his elbow.
Tackled her
against the building and had to call for backup. I guess she had some drug charges or something like that. I don't know.
Wait a minute. She stopped him to ask if she had any warrants.
If she had any warrants.
Out for her arrest or just in general?
No, for her.
Okay.
And then when they looked her up and she was running away.
So weird.
Who does that?
I don't know. Person? I don't know.
We got a little bit. Well, that's what happens in Cincinnati. And something we have local.
I wish we had audio of that or something.
I know. It would be great to have audio. Oh,
yeah.
I do. I'll be right back.
Be so terrific.
I don't know who does those kind of things.
I'm going to replace fantastic with terrific.
Terrific?
Yeah.
Terrific is the new fantastic.
It is. It's new for the 90s. Fantastic.
10, 10, 10.
Terrific. Rocktober.
Rocktober. There it is.
Yeah!
I think two more weeks before Rock Band 3 comes out.
Oh, right. Then we can stop playing the sound effects.
No, it'll still be Rocktober.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's still Rocktober.
Isn't 2 Sundays from now like Halloween or something crazy like that?
I think it's happening in the middle of the week.
No, I think it's Sunday.
I think it's Wednesday.
What?
You want to make a bet?
What, you got iCal up or something?
No, actually, I don't.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to look it up.
I don't know. We'll see you later. Someone call in with the answer.
Yeah, tell us when Halloween
is. Yeah, when's Halloween?
We only got like 10 computers in front of us. We have no idea when Halloween
is.
We've
got a lot of windows open. All right,
a lot of
ahead.
Windows open. We got the soundboard and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Locally. This is locally here in Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
A little close to home in Belmont.
Oh, that's right out of the corner.
There's a woman who was throwing poop at a driver's face for driving too fast.
Wait, but dog poop or her own poop?
I'm sorry, I left out dog poop.
Oh, okay, okay, that was the distinguishing factor between like it being a kind of a funny story and just a really insane.
A really crazy, yeah, the dog poop makes it a little bit funnier.
Okay.
She's been charged for throwing bags of dog feces in the face of passing motorists to try to slow them down.
What?
I guess she saw that he came a little too close to a biker once and driving too fast in the neighborhood in Belmont. This is local, which makes it disturbing. And so she's been fined, and that's what's happening in Belmont.
Wow. Don't go to Belmont because you'll get poop thrown in your face. Nice. Dog poop, not human poop. Both are gross, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What else we got here?
I used to work in Belmont.
Used to work in Belmont?
Yeah. I used to work in a veterinary hospital there. That was a really fun job.
Oh, yeah.
One woman said the F word to me once. I
on the phone?
Yes. I was working reception today. I told her she couldn't bring her dog in for some test before it was examined. And she proceeded to cuss me out.
She said F you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What are you going
to
do?
I'm serious when it comes to the dogs. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a couple of more good ones here. Oh boy.
Go ahead.
This is a good visual here.
good for the radio.
Yeah, it's good for the radio.
Oh,
no, but
okay.
I'm going to describe it. You can visualize this. Yeah, I'm not going to play a picture. Hey, look at this picture. Isn't that great, guys?
Good for the radio. Theater of the Mind. Okay, I'm with you. I'm tracking with you. Okay, go ahead.
In Indianapolis, money topples from an armored car into traffic. You've got bales of money that are flying in the air, and people are going crazy for them.
Were people, like, getting out of their cars?
Yep.
Like, it was like...
And supposedly there's a mix of people. Some people were trying to get the money to give back to them, and some people were trying to get the money and
run away.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which crowd would you be part of? Would you be running away, or would you be trying to get the money back to the...
One hand goes in the pocket, and one hand goes, oh, here, you think you dropped it. Because there's so much of it, right?
I
mean, that's what you're going to do.
That's true. I think I'd be part of the crowd that's taking the money and running away. I got to be honest.
You're going to take it and run?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Free money. Hey.
And that's what happens in Indianapolis.
Wow. This is a middle of the country, good times.
Maybe one more here?
Sure, go ahead.
Before we, I don't know if we want to take a break after this, but...
Break's probably a good idea.
Okay. Got one more. In L.A., let me get this going.
Necessary.
An L.A. area freeway clogged by burning yam trucks.
Wait, were the yams actually on fire or just the truck? Because if the yams were burning...
Awesome. Who's got the sweet potato fries, speaking of those?
Marshmallows on top.
Oh, marshmallows on top. No, I guess the hot potatoes in the traffic jam were okay. Let's see here. There was 50,000 pounds of sweet potatoes. I guess some of them caught on fire, but they were tasty afterwards.
Yeah. They were tasty.
It took them to everyone who was waiting in traffic.
Wow, that's great. I wish I was there. I love sweet potatoes.
I guess it made it slowed up traffic for 7.5 hours.
Oh, I was
at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's pretty much the whole day was ruined by that.
But you got your meals there. So
and
you don't have to worry about that.
In L.A.
Crazy. That's L.A.?
Yeah.
Nuts. Traffic's already bad enough there.
It is pretty bad.
It's really bad. I think it's worse than here. Like, I think it's the worst in the country, actually.
Yeah, you see pictures of it. It just looks horrible. It's like gray skies and...
Yeah, and then there's, like, just people getting on the highway.
10 lanes of high. Yeah.
And they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
Why would you even bother?
It's horrible.
I suppose it's fun to live there for some people.
Fun for some people.
I don't know. If you're on the West Coast, call in.
Yeah, we have any West Coast or Left Coast listeners?
Probably not.
That'd be awesome.
What time is it there?
3 hours.
3 o'clock? 3:17?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Still plenty of daylight left for you Californians.
They can listen to us twice.
And the Terminator.
Oh, the Terminator.
Yeah.
He's the governor.
He's out of there.
Oh,
did you mean to play that sound right there? Your finger slipped.
Labeled Terminator.
Oh, okay. So we're going to do that. Are we going to take a break, or are we going to get to the hot topics of the...
Maybe we take a quick break, and we'll come back
with
that.
Get some tonic water going, maybe?
Oh, we'll give you some tonic water. Okay.
Yay!
This is the Derek and Kay. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
If I leave anything on your front lawn, under your porch, on the side of the highway, well, you can store all that stuff my way, down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Storage. Now, I know y'all got stuff at your house that you don't need no more, you don't want. You know you ain't gonna use that printer. Why keep it all around your house? Bring it down here to my house. You ain't the deuce of hazard. You know ain't gonna use that ugly yellow luggage. You don't need all this crap. What you gonna do with this? This is not good. In my yard, I don't care. I saw this motorcycle in that van for you for $10.99 a month. You got old tires. They charge you $3 for that old tire. You can rent a truck. You can store a car. They don't care. Bring it on down here. You ain't got to put that old tire for $3 for less than a half. For you, for $3, they're going to charge you. I do it down here for $1.50 down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Storage Facility. Now, friends, you may ask yourself, how in the hell can he store this stuff for such a cheap price? This in a box, mark it for you, put it away, seal it. The fact of the matter is, I'm pretty drunk right now, and store it. And this is a drunk discount sale down here at Jones Big Ass Truck Rental and Car Facility. You got an elephant. I got space. Send me smoke signals. You got weed, and I'll store anything you want. Go ahead and give me a call or find me on them internet at www.jonesbigasstruckrentalandstorage.com. That's J-O-N-E-S, Big Ass Truck Rentals and Storage.com. This is a bus. You know how big a bus is?
This is the Darren Kim Kay Show.
Call the Darren Kim Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, yo, it's Derek and Kaysha. We are back.
I love the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees are great. Take us back. 70s?
Yes, Saturday Night Fever.
Late 70s?
Y'all. Bell Bottoms. Craziness. John Travolta. All good.
Falsetto.
Falsetto.
Staying Alive.
That's before it was kind of cool. Oh,
that's
I got my
before it was cool. There you go. Yeah, drink up. Go late on it. We still have another. We're halfway through the show almost.
What do you mean? It's like two,
We're a third through the show.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, don't go too heavy with that.
I'm not going to go too crazy with that.
Water straight up.
Won't be able to walk so that by the end of the show. Straight up tonic water. It's a little hardcore down here. Anyway, I have some hot topics for you this week. I don't have a sounder for that.
We don't have topic sounders. We can get those going.
We can get those. We can get, like, you know, snippets from here and there. Royalty-free somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, this is the news and gossip for the week. A ballerina was fired for posing for, wait for it.
Who?
Ballerina.
Oh, okay.
Was fired. We both used to work at the ballet.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Boston Ballet. Very good establishment.
Ballet piece, yeah.
Ballet is great. She was fired for posing for Wiener Magazine.
That's not like a hot dog and like meat magazine.
No, and I actually think it's like Wiener Magazine because it was an Austrian magazine. But she actually
Wiener.
She posed nude in the magazine. It's a men's magazine, sort of similar to, like, you know, I guess. What's that, from Him Magazine or whatever is here, like Maxim or whatever. So she posed,
right.
She posed twice for it, I think. And the Vienna State Opera and its ballet company just fired her. She warned her not, because they warned her not to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But she went and did it. So she loves being naked.
Wow.
Yeah. The ballerina's name is Karina Sarskova.
Oh, that's too bad.
Or Sarskisova.
That's either like a career ender or a career beginning.
It could be, yeah. You never know. So the big topic of the week is, of course, bullying. A student committed suicide earlier this week because he was filmed having sex with the same-sex partner, and
yeah.
He jumped off the George Washington Bridge. So celebrities have been getting together to film these public service announcements, and there's a whole channel on YouTube entitled It Gets Better.
Oh, I've heard some of these, actually.
Yeah, and they're recording all of these messages, which I think is great to make gay and lesbian, transgender kids feel better about themselves. And recently, Larry King had an interview with some celebrities.
Oh, not much more time left with him before he's off the show, right?
I don't know. We all know how entertaining
Larry King
is.
Larry King.
And I just thought I had a little bit of a Larry King interview with some gay celebrities, and there was something that no one mentioned this during the week at all, but I heard something funny happen at like the 1:59 timestamp here in this interview. Here it is.
But certainly with never having an openly gay or lesbian country.
Oh, by the way, this is Shelley Wright, a lesbian country singer.
Okay.
Who would have thought?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, yeah.
A music singer, yes, it's been tough.
Have you ever been bullied?
I'm sorry, every time I hear Larry King, it's the funniest.
How's that?
Have you ever been bullied? It's
a good thing he's probably coming to the end of the show.
I don't know. I hope not. I hope he's on forever.
It's good material, though.
It's friggin' hilarious. Here we go.
Since my coming out, I've been bullied. I was bullied in school, of course, not for being gay, because I hid until May of this year, the fact that I'm gay. But since my coming out, yes, I have been bullied, and it doesn't feel good.
Nate, you wrote about the...
Doesn't that sound a little bit like a fart once again? I thought it
Can we do it again?
Yeah, I thought it was a fart, but I wasn't sure. Here we go, here we go.
The fact that I'm gay. But since my coming out, yes, I have been bullied, and it doesn't feel good.
Nate, you wrote about the challenges of being...
That was more like a left cheek sneeze.
Doesn't it sound a little bit like... Yes, exactly. Exactly.
He might. He makes a lot of noises too. He grunts and like.
Yeah, I'm thinking it.
But it could have been.
It could have been. I don't know. Let's just do one more time.
All right. I like that.
Not for being gay because I hid until May of this year the fact that I'm gay, but since my coming out, yes, I have been bullied and it doesn't feel good.
Nate, you.
I don't know.
It just makes
me
laugh, Grant.
He doesn't do like one of those like little like things to the right or something.
He lifts up a little. No, there's no. You can't see on the
little grimace when I close.
It's focused on her.
Oh, that'd be great.
She's real serious. Anyway, so this whole bullying thing. This is big news this week.
It is big news.
Yeah,
it is serious.
It is really serious. See, people. I don't know why kids and this is not even like little kids. This is like college students picking on other college students.
Yeah, it's really strange, I think.
I think it's a really big deal. But, I mean, were you ever picked on?
Not anything that hugely or anything that really affected me. Like, I hung out with a strange sort of geeky music group and never really mingled with all the, like, jocks and such. That might probably be more to do that, but... Nothing more than the average that I can think of.
Not even in, like, elementary school?
No, I was... Elementary school was weird. I was hanging out with the girls. It's probably good I came out okay. I don't... Or maybe that's part of the problem. I don't know. I don't really have anything like that.
I wasn't really bullied either.
No.
I was picked on in high school for not putting my elbows on the table at the cafeteria.
Wait, I don't understand that.
I still do it, and I eat at the dinner table, and I just don't put my elbows on the table, ever.
Who puts their elbows on the table?
I don't know.
It's like an animal. They're like, oh, that's
cool
a little bit of food?
Yeah, but I used to get, like, teased for it.
Oh, you used to do it?
No.
Oh,
I used to get teased for not doing it. Because I was too prim and proper.
Wow.
Weird, right?
Kids are, like, mean and vicious. If anyone has any stories about being bullied or bullying someone else, give us a call.
Yeah, we'll take your call.
467-2416.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to make any sense that, like, you know.
And now, the whole social network things, I mean, that's sort of what sort of exploded this, I feel.
And you can't just go home and escape the bullying.
Right.
I mean, it's like in your Facebook, it's on your MySpace,
it's
in your email, it's in your text messages.
It's crazy. We didn't have any of that growing up.
No, we didn't have any of that growing up. I mean, I was always
barely
nice
internet
to the kids. Yeah, there was barely internet. Remember AOL?
Yeah, in the dial-up.
The dial-up sound. I was always, like, friends with the kids who were picked on. I felt bad.
Yeah.
I felt bad. But I was lucky never to get picked on. I got some more depressing news. A Florida girl was accused of poisoning her adoptive family. 13.
13 people?
No, a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, a 13-year-old girl is poisoning her family.
She's poisoning her whole adoptive family.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, she's, I think she's from Mexico. This happened in Florida. She was putting roach and rodent poison as well as dog feces in the food eaten by her adoptive mother.
Ah!
They said she also placed hand soap in her drinking water.
That's, you got to taste that. That's horrible.
Yeah, you would think you would taste it. Maybe.
Ah.
I don't know. Yeah, it's really special.
That's
so now
gross.
She's, I think she's staying in a hospital or something like that because, you know, she's a threat to her family.
She's a 13-year-old?
Yeah, 13-year-old from Mexico.
Hey, nice 13-year-old Mexico girl up for grabs if anyone wants to take her in.
Sweet, caring, Oh, ladies. God, I wish I had some new kids in the block to play. I might. Yes. That would be the greatest thing to play right here. But anyway, ladies, Donny Wahlberg back on the market.
Which one is that? I would know.
Donnie from New Kids on the Block.
Aren't there like four of them?
No, there were five of them, actually.
Wow.
Jordan, let's see. Can I remember? Jordan, Danny, John, Joe, Donnie. Yeah, there are four. There are five of those dogs.
I can't. I can't really picture. I think I could picture like one of them.
Oh, I used to love them so much.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I grew up in the 90s and straight, so I don't really.
Oh yeah, I mean, I know. I know.
I'm as a guy.
But I went to the Hiccups of the Block concert. I had all the like, my locker was full of posters.
Wow, inside and out.
No, just on the inside.
Oh.
And then I ran into Jordan Knight on
the
street.
That's right. People don't put stuff on the outside.
No. He'd be picked on if he did that. He'd be bullied.
Yeah, he'd just rip it off.
Yeah. No, I saw Jordan Knight in the Bank of Boston ATM
recently.
Machine. No. This is like 1995.
Oh.
When it was Bank of Boston. Like
a
thrilling time ago. I turned around and he was right there waiting to use my ATM machine. And I was like flipped out.
Wow.
He's very handsome.
Didn't they have like a tour like
recently,
like a few years ago or something? Or
yeah, they did.
They
I think they made
the
a lot of money
again
too from
yeah
that. Anyway, Donnie Wahlberg and his wife Kim have recently separated, and the divorce was made final September 28th. So, ladies, he is on the market again, but he does have two kids. Yeah, two kids.
Small baggage.
Two sons. Yeah, a little bit of baggage. Here's another story that I thought was really funny. So Frito-Lay is pulling their noisy-ass Sunchip bag.
I heard this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Apparently, they have made a environmentally safe potato chip bag. And it's supposed to be good for the environment, but it's really effing loud. And you know what I got for us? I got us a bag of Sunchip.
We only got them here?
Yeah, hold on.
Are you kidding me? Is it the new bag?
No, it's the loud ass bag.
It's the bag. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, it is really loud.
It's the loudest bag I've ever
seen. Wait, get in the mic.
Here's the bag.
Oh my gosh.
It's the loudest bag ever.
I love Sunchip.
So people, me too. You want some? You want?
Yeah,
one?
I'll have
right
some.
There, yeah.
Wow.
People were complaining that the environmentally friendly bags were too loud, and now I know why. They are.
That's amazing.
They
I read about
effing loud. Okay, so they're gonna keep the environmentally friendly bag with I think just with the plain flavor, but they've moved the other flavors back to the regular unenvironmentally friendly plastic bags.
That's what I thought they were going to get rid of them. And then they were trying to research other ways. Of,
yeah.
Wow, that is so wild, though.
No, I had no idea. So when I grabbed this today from 7-Eleven when I got here.
That's
amazing. I touched it, and I was like, holy crap.
Wait, let me see that bag again. Jeez.
There you go. The Sunchip bag.
So what is...
Oh, I opened it upside down. That's good.
Oh, it is really loud.
It's really loud. When you take the headphones off, you get the full extent of how loud
it is.
Yeah,
I get in the mic here.
Yeah.
It's
really loud.
Being in a movie theater. Hey, guys, want some Sunchip? Down in front.
Oh. Let me see that bag. I gotta get a real good idea of that. Let me take my headphones off for a second.
It's so loud.
Bag ever.
It's so... It's funny how loud it is.
Oh, man, it's like...
Yeah, you just hear it in this.
It's the loudest bag you could ever imagine. So if you have an experience this, go to your local 7-Eleven or Star Market or whatever, get yourself some plain Sunchip. And just all you have to do is just touch the bag.
You don't have to buy them.
You don't even have to buy them.
Touch one.
Just touch one, and it's like a bomb went off.
That's amazing. I'm so glad you brought that in. I wanted to see one. I thought they wouldn't be able to find them
again.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah, they're, let's see, what makes them compostable? Oh, some people on Facebook have started a group that, with the name, I wanted Sun Chips, but my roommate was sleeping. And nothing is louder than a Sun Chip bag. Oh, that's great.
Amazing.
Okay. And a study says if you are over 52, then you're probably grumpy.
Huh. I don't know about that, really.
Britons find that 52 or older is nothing to laugh about because that's the age they start becoming grumpy, according to a survey on Friday.
Oh.
The poll of 2,000 Britons found that those over 50 laughed far less than their younger counterparts and complained far more.
Huh.
While infants laughed up to 300 times a day, that figure had fallen to the average by 6 laughs by teenage years and only 2.5 daily chuckles for those over 60. 2.5. Oh, and also men were also grumpier than women.
Oh, that's really interesting.
Maybe hence the movie Grumpy Old Men.
Grumpy Old Men.
Maybe.
I don't. Wow, kids find everything funny, though.
They do.
Unless they're crying, so.
That's true. But, yeah, because if they fall down, they're.
Yeah, then they're crying.
You're crying instantly.
But they would think this is funny.
Oh, wow, such a fact.
It is funny.
Great. It's completely nothing with the headphones on. As soon as you take them off and get the full.
Well, you can get it.
God, damn it.
Pretty crazy.
It is like a bomb went off.
Oh, my gosh.
Behringer pulls the plug on Pink Viagra, another fail for women and their sex drugs.
Behringer?
Not Behringer.
The company who makes all of our sound equipment?
No. No.
Uh-oh.
Wait, what else do they make, Behringer? The real company.
You paint.
And wine. Behringer? Yeah, they do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's got to be spelled different.
Yeah, it is. Just spelled totally different.
Because they make, wood finishing and stuff.
No, this I totally botched. It's like Behringer or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
A German company out of Frankfurt, by the way. Ooh.
There you go.
Used to live there. They pulled the Pink Viagra pill after it just wasn't successful. Side effects included depression, fainting, and fatigue.
Oh, my gosh.
All of which are really sexy. Yeah, sexy side effects.
Yeah, you know. Hey, honey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm not feeling too good. I took the pink pill.
Oh,
great. Oh, okay. So without his consent, Facebook founder Mike Zuckerman, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
He was added to a NAMBLA group online on Facebook.
He was added to?
Yeah, he was added to the group. You know what NAMBLA is, right? It's an acronym, by the way.
Oh, I'm trying to spell it.
NAMBLA, NAMBLA. I don't know exactly what it stands for. I think it stands for, the National Association for Men Boy Love.
Oh.
I think it's like a pedophilia loving group.
I got you.
So anyway, they added Mark Zuckerman to the group, and it was like in his feed, Mark Zuckerman joined the NAMBLA.
That is awesome.
So apparently... Apparently, you can force join any of your friends to a group.
What?
Yes.
Is this a new thing?
No, it's been like that for a while.
What?
Yeah.
This is frightening.
Yeah. So you can like I can have Derek join the I'm a loser group or something on Facebook.
Oh.
Apparently there's a big, gaping hole in the security or something like that.
Yeah, boy, it makes you think.
Yeah, it's a little funny. But he says, if you don't trust someone to look out for when you're making these types of decisions on the site, then we suggest that you wouldn't be friends on Facebook.
Yeah, I guess who would do that?
I'm not Mark Zuckerman's friend, though, are you?
No.
Yeah.
I asked to be his friend, but...
You did?
He already had 5,000 friends.
Oh, he rejected. Oh, that's as many as you can have?
I guess.
You would think that he would be able to have, 5,000 billion or something.
Yeah, because it's his. He could make it whatever he wants.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I didn't ask to be his friend.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would disfriend him.
Disfriend?
Unfriend.
Unfriend. Anyway, I got left with some, audio clips, but you got some stuff, too,
yes.
Over there?
Oh, we've got a YouTube thing here, which is great.
Fantastic. Oh, sorry. Terrific.
Terrific.
Yeah, I'm going to have a sun chip.
Where did this happen? Oh, yeah, so Obama was giving a speech. They're also loud that way, too. Obama's presidential seal falls off a podium during a speech. I don't know if anyone's heard this. It's a good visual, but we'll We'll play it here. I think the audio is pretty good.
I think the audio is great.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
Internet. So you can get your products and services to your customers. It means promoting exports, because the more our businesses export, the more they produce.
Unless we harness the potential of every American and ensure that their skills match up to the work of the future.
We cannot sustain...
That's a presidential seal falling off the podium.
Was that my... Oh, goodness. That's all right. All of you know who I am.
He's doing shtick.
He's pretty funny. He's pretty good.
He's up on stage. He's doing shtick.
He's good.
But I'm sure there's somebody back there that's really nervous right now. Don't you think? They're sweating bullets back there.
I think he's trying to make them nervous.
Maybe. But you know what? It reminds me of like...
I love that.
He's laughing.
I love that he's
where
funny too.
Well, we get right back on point, too.
He does, yep.
It reminds me of like the Tonight Show or something like that, if something happened. I got a very like Jay Leno feeling from it.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I thought that kind of reminds me of my dad.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny. He's kind of funny, but really, he's like serious. But then when he's funny, he's funny.
Yeah, the whole thing, his whole demeanor is like, daddy. Yeah, but not his fault.
That's probably true.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Yeah. Sorry, Dad.
Oh.
Oh.
I don't know.
You looked like you were going to say something, but nothing came out.
Sorry. I just looked. I got a couple of Facebook notices over here. And
oh,
I got
okay.
Some, what is up with this? Nothing.
Wait, what are you looking on Facebook for? We're doing.
Oh, we're on the show.
In case
okay.
You haven't noticed, we're
you
doing
got a show
doing
going
a
on.
Show. Yeah.
I thought maybe there'd be some good material on
there. Oh, no. We're doing a show, though.
We're doing a show.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take our last break.
Take a break. Okay.
And we'll be right back.
I'll have some sun chips while during the break.
Awesome.
All right.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Guaranteed Pace Show.
Man, I can't believe I had full naked sex with Mark last night. Oh, God, I was so drunk.
It's a fact of life. Sometimes women make mistakes.
But sometimes, mistakes can be delicious.
Introducing new from Pfizer. It's the morning after burger.
Hey, this ain't your grandma's contraceptive.
The first emergency contraceptive with all your favorite toppings like...
lettuce! Ketchup! Mayonnaise! Pickles!
Man, I can't believe I had full naked sex with Mark again last night.
Mark, that's my burger.
This is the Guaranteed Pace Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Hey, yo.
We got some production problems over here. Professional. I was trying to come in. I was trying to do the good rejoiner speech with something, and then nothing in the can.
You talking about the morning after burger?
Yeah.
Talk about your birth control thing there.
Yeah, the morning after burger?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's pretty good.
I'm sorry. Terrific.
Terrific.
Terrific, yeah.
I know I mentioned this before, but I do hope they come out with a veggie burger version of the morning after
burger. Maybe they will. It'll have all those yummy things in it.
Yeah.
As well as all those not-so-yummy things in it. Veggie burger.
Morning after veggie burger.
I'm not a big fan of the veggie burger.
You're not?
No.
Some of them are good.
Some of them are good.
Bean burger.
Bean burger's pretty good.
Excuse me.
Your excuse?
I did it sort of off the side of the
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I got some pieces of audio for you that I think you're going to really appreciate.
I love pieces of audio.
Yeah, this is great. So these are actually videos, but this one you do not need a video. It's really special just for the audio. This comes from us via, thank you very much, Michael Mara Show.
Oh.
Hook me into
Fantastic.
This.
Fantastic.
This is...
Terrific.
I'm sorry.
That's me.
Terrific, yeah. And she's a sort of older lady getting her first tattoo. Have you heard this?
I heard this. There's another music mix of this.
It's
too,
just
I
wonderful. This
yeah.
is great audio. Here it is.
Ouch! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Wait,
ow! Sorry, it hurt.
Next time you move, you're
going to
mess
with your dad.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
She's actually, she looks maybe like she's like 54 or something.
Yeah.
She's not like elderly as they were describing. But just
Jeez.
The audio is just, is pure it's gold. Killing here.
Me, it's killing me. Oh,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, easy. Oh.
Oh, boy.
You got to do a little more time because I can't. Ow!
I love this. The buzzing is so clear.
Yeah, it's great.
It hurts.
You jerk and move like that. You jerk.
Oh!
Wait, this sounds like Midwest.
Okay, scribble on your back.
Okay.
Scribble.
I got no video that, you know, you don't want to act right.
Act right.
Act right.
Ow! A little
bit of time.
Ow!
She's
so great.
Oh, my God.
Ow! 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 Okay, stop.
She's getting the tattoo, maybe. Like, right below her, like, neck area.
What?
Yeah.
Stop! 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 Ow!
Maybe...
Open,
man.
Wow. Somebody give her a wooden spoon to chew on.
I know. She's got her shirt on backwards. And she's all messed. She's mad.
It ain't on my back. It's on your back. Jumping around, acting all crazy. That's on you.
That's on you.
I'm his boss. What are you going to tell him?
Could you finish this out?
He's not going to finish your tattoo.
He's not going to finish
your tattoo.
He's
there and stay cool and get your tattoo.
Maybe she shouldn't be getting a tattoo.
I think that she should not be getting a tattoo. Have you ever, like,
That's
even thought about getting a tattoo at all?
Not really, but you got, if you're going to get one, like, you got to be able to, like, take some of that pain.
Yeah, you got
to
be able to take a little bit,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's part of the whole process, I would think.
I have never even considered it.
No.
I mean, I can't. It's first of all, it's hurting you.
Yeah.
Why would you volunteer for that pain?
And it's permanent.
It's there for
mostly
life.
Mostly permanent, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
if you're like 85 and you got like a cute tattoo of like some paw prints on your ankle or something, you know,
yeah.
The girls walking around
star.
With their like star,
yeah.
Or like, how's that going to be when you're like 90?
That's horrible.
Hot.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be
all wrinkly.
It's going to be all wrinkly and stained a different color.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
A little
oh,
bit, yeah.
It's going to be gross.
It's totally gross.
Anyway, I saw this little piece of audio today, and it's a gem. Even though it features some hack radio DJs pulling a hack radio stunt, it's pretty damn funny. So this Jewish girl. She's a college student. She has very, very, very religious Jewish parents. And she tricks them into thinking she was dating an Italian man. And this is what transpired. And she taped their phone conversation.
Oh, boy.
They were not pleased.
You'll see for yourself. The letter came
let's
and
skip
say,
that
it will be hilarious if someone from the zoo calls my house asking for me and made it obvious that maybe we're hanging out, but maybe he's not Jewish. My parents will plot.
It's a crazy morning, Bill. Crazy morning, Bill.
CJ the DJ called Julie's dad at home.
Stupid radio show.
Good morning, everybody.
When dad found out his daughter
Julie. Yeah, oh, you're going to pass all this stuff. Oh, this is bull crap. All right, here we go. This is a good part.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah?
Is Daddy upset about something?
Yes. Can I ask you something, Julie? I'm not understanding where this guy comes off calling. He's Italian, for God's sakes. What's the matter with you?
Well, you got along good in class.
What the hell does that mean? We could be a rapist. You could be a murderer. You could be anything.
And we really got along good together. I don't really...
Wait, I just want to reiterate that she said he could be a murderer just because he's Italian.
I guess that's what she's saying, right?
That's what she's saying, basically. Yeah, here we go.
Be a big problem.
See, he's not Jewish. There's not even no talking. I don't know where this is coming from. I swear to God, you go to college and you come out a different person.
I can run out of school. That's it.
I got another year of this. I'll kill myself. Are you crazy?
Forget about it. Call Morris or not. I'm going to tell him.
Oh, okay.
And I'm getting her out of school.
I have to worry about you when it's dark and you're not home yet. Then you wonder why I worry. Then when I call you up a dozen, 15, 20 times and you don't answer the phone, and me and Daddy keep on calling, like everybody better you and we don't stop calling. And you just don't pick up. It's a very big sin for you to go out against your religion. An Italian doesn't go out with a Jew, and a Jew doesn't go out with an Italian.
Didn't you always tell me, like, you think a lot of the Italian guys are cute and everything? You told
me. Yeah, but I don't go out with them. I don't marry them. I don't kiss them. I don't do anything. They're nice people.
Would you be upset if I did something with him?
I would die. And I'm kosher. I don't know. They're not kosher. They're not about them. Not their lips. Their lips touch pig. I don't know. You can't.
She said
they're not kosher. Their lips touch pig.
Oh my God.
I think that's one of the highlights of the whole phone call right there. This goes on for quite a while.
Unbelievable.
So we've got quite a bit left. Here we go.
You always told me that they were bigger in the pants. And that's why you like them so much.
Oh my God. You don't repeat what I say. Oh my God. I was going to go out and have a good day now. I've got a stomachache. I got to go to the bathroom. I got constant diarrhea. This is ridiculous. Kill me with a knife.
But make sure it's kosher.
That's right.
I have no idea. All I do is stay home every day, clean the house, and make you dinner, and that's what you do.
Don't act like that.
And I make you dinner and every night, and now...
Is it against religion if we hook up a little bit?
It's more than against your religion. God will strike me. I don't know what he'll do to me. Forget. I don't need this in my head.
Let me speak to Daddy.
Yeah.
Are you really upset?
What are you talking? What are you dealing with an Italian for?
We got
along
in class.
I don't give a shit. Julie, I'm pulling you out of that school.
He thinks he's like the situation from Jersey Shore.
Tough guy.
It's a fair thing to do.
It's not a fair thing. It's fair that you're going out with an Italian guy?
Italian?
I thought you were smarter than that. You really disappointed me. You want to get me sick? You want to kill me? This is the way you do it, what you're doing now. Then I'm going to die. Then you're going to be happy to do whatever you want. Hold on. Speak to your mother. I'm too nervous.
And then the prank guy comes in and it gets even better.
Hello?
Who's it?
Oh, this is Robert. How you doing?
First of all, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We stick with our own. You stick with your own. That's it.
Well,
But it's not kosher. We believe in everything.
Oh, it's not kosher.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, sir. How you doing?
I'm very upset about the whole situation. We're religious people. You're not the same religion,
I got a
sir.
Cross on my neck, and I believe in, you know.
Well, we don't believe in that, sir.
Oh, well, you should.
I beg your pardon?
You should believe in that.
I'd like you to see me in person and say that to me, fella.
That's the right religion, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it is?
Yeah.
That's the right religion?
Yeah.
Wow.
How about you coming over here and telling me that?
Well, I will, but I mean
And I'll put you to a fucking wall. I'll show you who.
When I meet you and we talk about our relationship.
Hey, look, there's not going to be any relationship.
Well, there is going
to
be one.
Oh, how would you like to bet on that, pal?
It started 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah? Well,
yeah.
It's going to end right now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, come here, baby. Give me a kiss.
You motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I don't like you. I don't like anything about you. And if I see you, I'm going to fucking break you in 10 little pieces. How do you like that?
I'll bring over some spaghetti and meatballs. How about that?
I'm sorry. I just have to laugh at that.
That's great.
Crap, you guys make crap dinners and joke at your
house. I should come over there and beat the f***ing living s*** out of you.
Well, that wouldn't be very religious now, would it?
I will kill you, you son of a bitch. You mother, you don't know who you're f***ing with.
Please, hang on. Here, take the phone.
Hello?
Julie?
Yeah?
You get home right this second, now!
Wow.
Yes.
Right now. If not, I'm coming over there, and if I find this guy, I'm going to go to jail for killing him. You understand me, Julie? Do you understand me, Julie?
Yes, okay.
Right now! 5 minutes, I want you home! Because if I go over there, you're going to be sorry, and this ass is going to be sorry.
Okay.
Right now!
Hello, sir. I'm back on the phone.
Why don't you come over here?
Should I bring my pasta dinner?
You bring anything you want.
How about your daughter naked? How about that?
You
just daunting them.
Well, I want you to come right this way.
Or they go,
do that,
give it up.
And then he gives up the joke that it's a joke.
There it is.
Yeah.
Get out of here. What?
Hey, Dad, this is TJ from Elvis Duran. And
Yeah. They're all laughing and saying, oh,
yeah,
it's just a joke.
The crazy zoo.
Yeah, crazy morning. Crazy morning zoo, everybody. Yeah.
Wow, that was great.
Traffic on the 8th, everybody. No, but I just thought that was great. And the whole thing about the pasta dinner and getting me cracked me up.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Spicy meatballs.
Wow.
I didn't say that. Anyway.
That's a spicy meatball.
I just thought it was great. In the light of Rick Sanchez saying that John Stewart is a bigot because he's a Jew.
Right. That would start it all.
Yeah, because Jews control the media. That's what Rick Sanchez thinks. Because he's a genius.
Unbelievable.
Lost his job. Donk.
That's pretty great audio.
Yeah, I was loving that this week. Anyway, that's pretty much all I got, and I think that's just about wraps it up.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So what we got next week?
We have...
a special guest?
We have a very special guest.
Who could it be?
She's very special.
Is she?
She knows a lot about Easter.
Great eggs. Great people.
Sarah is going to be coming back to the
Yay!
Show next week.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be great.
I'm so excited for Sarah. And we're going to do a bonus hour, right?
We'll do a bonus hour.
Fantastic.
As we did last time.
Terrific.
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 Terrific. The new fantastic
is
of the Derek
the new
and
fantastic.
Kay show.
Yes. I'm excited to have Sarah on. Yes?
It's
going to
be great.
It's going to be so fun. Anyway, we've had a great show today.
Some good times.
Yeah, and thanks for listening. And you can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Follow us on thank you. Follow us on Blogger at derekandk.blogspot.com and find us on Facebook. No Twitter.
No Twitter.
We don't tweet.
This stuff takes a lot out of us already.
Yeah, I think so.
It's good enough.
Can't tweet.
We're all over the place.
We are all over the place. Facebook, email, it's all good. It's good enough.
You got some.
Anyway.
And with that, I think we're going to go out with a little Solomon Burke.
Rest in peace.
And we'll catch you next week.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
See you
next
week.
Tune in next week. Derek and Kay Show.
Got to get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found you. All romance is through. Yes, it is. Gonna throw your picture away. You didn't work my love in your way. You found somebody new. All romance is through. Yes, it is. Some folks' love is hard and strong. That's the kind of love the lane is on. Some folks' love is swift and fast. That's the kind of love, honey, that I'll never last. We have a love that was in between. And sometimes it was like a dream. We had a safe.
This is the Guaranteed Pace Show.